Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to go back to the issue of gender perspective for the spirit of consistency of today's discussion. I would like to join other colleagues in thanking you for initiating the discussion today in this very important topic. I also appreciate the thoughtful statement by the Secretary General of the city and the comprehensive and insightful presentation by UNIDIR. UNIDIR's works, including its gender and disarmament program, have always been very much helpful in advancing our collective efforts, and with that reason, highly appreciated by many delegates, including my own. Especially, the gender and disarmament resource package is highly valued, as echoed by many previous speakers. Korea is also exerting its efforts to address and advance the issue of gender and disarmament. Strong and continued support to the UN Secretary General's disarmament agenda is one of those, in which gender perspective is one of the important elements. Here in Geneva, we are focusing on what we can actually and realistically can do. In this vein, Korea is actively participating in Geneva Gender Champion. In 2020, in addition to the common commitment of the panel parity pledge by all participants to the platform, Korea has made two additional commitments to be fully implemented in this year in this regard. First, Korea is committed to contributing to the international efforts in response to and prevention of the gender-based violence under the armed conflicts. The efforts include various, including financial supports for the victims and survivors from gender-based violence under the armed conflicts. This is indeed in line with Korean government's initiative of Action with Women and Peace, which was launched in 2018. Second, Korean mission in Geneva is committed to achieving gender parity in all events the mission is organizing in 2020, both in quality and quantity. I thank you again for bringing this important topic to the Council Chamber today. I thank you very much.